This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Emphasis on the Fritz. In for Spike Eskin today, alongside, of course, Ike Reese, as we are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com.
I didn't realize it until OG said it, and then I just heard you say it. You don't have to say you're in for Spike. You're not in for Spike.
Yeah, but I'm in for sort of.
No, the show is the show. Spike's just not here.
All right, so it's Ike and Fritz.
Yeah, well, it's Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and Spike is out.
Yeah.
But you don't have to say I'm in for Spike.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
I'm not here to live in a 125-pound guy's shadow. You know what I mean?
Am I in for Jack?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you are in for Jack. Yeah.
I'm in for Jack, who's also here.
Correct. Thank you for clarifying. Are your shoes still on back at the station?
They are fully on.
Did you steal one of your friend's milk and the last of the Rice Krispie treats and not replace either one of them?
I sure did.
Wow.
Okay, this guy, roommate of the century.
Wow. Rice Krispie treats and milk?
No, not Rice Krispie. No, Rice Krispie cereal, not the treat.
Oh, my bad. I got them all mixed up. Still eating cereal, eh?
Yeah, really.
What's wrong with cereal?
No, nothing.
It's pointless.
Nothing.
But
it's pointless. It is. No, cereal's a good snack.
Yeah.
Cereal's a good snack.
Doesn't get you out of bed.
Yeah. You're right.
All right. Let's go to the phones first before we everyone can't wait for this one. Before we get to Everyday Eagles. Aaron's in Mount Airy. What's happening, eh?
What up, fella?
What up, eh?
Yo. Man, I'm mad Spike not here because I got to address that Bryce Harper in my pit. You know, Spike, you always got to take the soft way out. I'll get to that at the end of the call. But this is why you got to love Elliot. Because he was on the who we signed last year, the linebacker.
Devin White.
Devin White. He was on that train last year. Now he's going to be on the Bryce Huff train. So if the pass rushers aren't pass rushing, he's going to be on the heat. Every day he's going to drop. And I listen to podcasts every day. Every day he's going to drop a podcast about we shouldn't have traded Bryce Huff. But when we drafted Jahi Campbell, what was he saying about Jahi Campbell?
He's a pass rusher.
There you go. So if you believe he's not going to draft a linebacker that high unless he's a pass rusher, why are you worrying about someone that you knew had no future here with the Eagles? Bryce Huff had no future here with the Eagles.
None.
He was deactivated. If you get deactivated in the Super Bowl,
it's pretty much a wrap. Yeah, it's pretty much over.
Hold on. The Eagles signed Josh Uche. He was also deactivated in the Super Bowl.
But not by the Eagles.
I know, but still.
It's different.
He's gone from Kansas City.
Yeah,
the point is that, you're gone if you're deactivated during the Super Bowl.
It's fine. I'm just saying he's like their fourth edge rusher right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Yo, and then another thing. And I love LeBron Hayes, right? I love him because y'all always come back around.
Yep.
You gave Kobe Proshor saying, yo, bring me some talent. I'm about to get it.
I know.
That's right.
But when LeBron said, you know what? Me, Amari Stoudemire. He's like, nah, we don't really want to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
crap, my headphones keep dying. He's like, no, we don't really want to pay that money for Mark Steinmeier. We're going to keep J.J. Hickson. My career don't want to come to Cleveland. So what's LeBron supposed to do? See what I'm saying? You'll always come back around. Eventually.
Come on, Kobe's about to be a Piston.
Nope.
He's about to be a Piston.
It was never going to be a Piston. It was just a tactic to get the organization to get off their butts and do something.
What do you want LeBron to do? Stay in Cleveland his entire life?
I'm okay. Yeah. He left Cleveland. He went to Miami. Those two rings don't really matter. They won them. He won them. They don't matter. Okay. They won. He won.
Oh, but the one that he lost, that one
impressed. I wasn't impressed, but he won in Cleveland, and I was impressed with that one. I was impressed.
What about the bubble title?
That's not even a real title, the bubble title.
Yeah, we don't care about the bubble title, but...
See, even that's just a LeBron fan who said that.
But we only haters, right? And it's okay to be
I'm a certified hater. I'm a certified LeBron hater.
I don't get mad at people who, we need sports take, but it's a little overrated about how great Wade was with LeBron. It's a tad bit overrated about how great he was.
Show LeBron how to win. He taught LeBron how to win.
Everyone got to show someone how to win. He didn't have Phil Jackson, because without Phil Jackson, Kobe Bryant didn't know how to win. Listen.
Okay.
I was talking to my, Chuck, he says every now and then.
Yeah.
We need some players with some,
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got records. Yeah, they got a record. Yeah, they need some players where they got a little record or two.
Yeah. So, I equate it to like this. If you grew up at any time of your life going to club, right? Mm-hmm. You're in the club, and no one likes to get their sneak snapped on, right? I'm not condoning this behavior. Even if you're not at a club, you're just out somewhere. I'm not condoning the behavior. But you're in the club, you're out somewhere, and someone steps back or walks by you, and they step on your sneak, and they don't say nothing to you.
Mm.
And you're like, yo, bro, you stepped on my sneak. But it's going around, you might have a little sunshine in you. And now you don't say, my bad, bro. Now, because you just disrespect me, we got a squabble. It's not really about the sneak. It's about you disrespecting me, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like this. And I'm not condoning that behavior. But it's like this. Even if it was not intentional, it still hurt the same. So
damn right.
And I don't like if a player hits a home run, then the pitcher wants to throw out. I don't like that. In baseball. Because you're being soft. But if you hit my, even if it's unintentional, it don't matter. It still hurts.
The Braves would have understood it.
Yes.
They would have understood.
There you go. You got to hit somebody. You just got to hit somebody. But we're so damn soft. The Phillies are so soft as a baseball team. We got nobody who's willing to throw a punt. Even though they don't fight in baseball, they just go to the center, middle of the mound.
Would have loved to seen it.
We don't have that type of player on the team. And it sucks, because this is Philly. And your best player just got hit. You got to retaliate. Like, even if you don't hit the player, knock him on the ass. We don't have a Roger Clemens who's willing to go out there and throw it at your chin. We got that type of pitches.
Pedro Martinez, Pedro would throw at you. You know that.
He'll hit you right in the red and say, "What's up?"
Yep.
We don't, and it sucks that we don't have that type of player on the team. Because Bryce Harper, he crowds the plate, and I said to the Jack, why isn't he's protecting the elbow? They got surgery repaired. Why aren't you the elbow?
I just don't think he's comfortable with it, but yeah.
Get comfortable.
Maybe he will now.
Yeah, you're crowding the plate. Like, Barry Bonds crowded the plate, and what he did?
Well, he had a
He was up there with a goalie outfit on.
Yeah.
you got to protect your best player. You got to protect him. I just got an alert saying that he said, I don't know whatever. Well, he's a little dramatic. You got LeBron in him. He's a little dramatic. I don't know if I'm.
Well, hold on. He's missing three straight games, and he might miss the entire weekend. I mean, that's a. I think he wants to get out there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, yeah, you got to protect your players. There's something else I had to hit on, but I can't remember right now.
Well, who's your least favorite Philly athlete of all time, Aaron?
And I was thinking, I couldn't think of one on least favorite. I got to go to my dad, hate him. What's that center back? Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger.
Hey, man.
Appreciate the phone call, Aaron.
Matt Geiger used to be in the clubs with us back in the day, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Matt Geiger, man. Matt Geiger liked his coffee black, man. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So I was trying to think off the top of my head which big Sixer center came to my elementary school.
Was it Matt Geiger?
Todd McCullough.
Todd McCullough.
I can't. Man. The days of the Todd
McCullough.
The days of the Todd McCulloughs, the Greg Ostertags, those kind of centers. They're not. They're strictly out there to set screens and rebound.
Well, the funny thing is, that's what Jokic looked like.
Yeah, it looks like
before
it.
Before I actually saw him play.
And he touches the basketball. And he's
yes.
Like a 7-foot Larry Bird. You know? I mean, it's. Yeah, Jokic is certainly not the Todd McCullough.
No, Greg Ostertag. Yeah, he's not either one of those guys.
That's the NBA that Buzz wants back. That's his little rants yesterday. All right, let's get to what we do now every day. We're now 97 days away from opening kick off against the Eagles, or between the Eagles and Cowboys. It's Every Day Eagles.
Every Day Eagles.
So turn the volume down on that thing.
Well, the board's been hot all week. We came back.
Forget how loud it is. My goodness.
I know. Got to pod that down a little bit. But so what I want to ask you today, and this is not coming from a place of dislike for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, God.
It's not. For as much as crap as I get, it's really just one player.
Love the Eagles, man. You love the Eagles.
I have an issue with – what I don't believe is the truth.
Okay.
But either way. Do you expect the Eagles to win another title in the next 5 years? AKA, would you be disappointed if they didn't win a title in the next 5 years?
This is an easy one. Yes.
And I think that's crazy.
Yes. 5 years, 5 months.
First off, that's what?
Yeah, that'd be
November,
like October, or November. Yeah. I don't think
you can win the title.
The point is that I don't need to expect it in 5 years. I'm expecting it next year.
No, like listen, I don't know when we turned into entitled Title Town USA.
Yes,
but
I love this feeling.
Yeah, but we made the mistake after 17, where it's like, now that Wentz is back, like they're a lock to repeat. They're a lock to go back. I'll take it when it gets there, but I think it's unfair to put expectation of you got to get – like, we just won another Super Bowl. That's crazy. Went 50-some years without winning a Super Bowl. And now
– we broke that.
Now we're jumping on the – you got to – it's the expectation to win a Super Bowl. I want them to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I think they – but, like, to be disappointed, we used to do – I'll take one title and give you the next 10 years off.
Yep. That's when we were a Super Bowl-deprived city. We moved on from that. 2 in 8 years, 3 trips in 8 years to the Super Bowl. Come on, man. We don't even lose NFC Championship games anymore. Get that squad. They used to do that all the time. Yeah, we don't do that anymore. We expect to win the NFC title game when we get there, and we expect to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Why would I all of a sudden get to the top of the mountain as the best team in football with a top quarterback, a top running back, one of the best offensive lines? This is a – dude, we have a dream team. That's what we have. Yeah, I said it.
Uh-oh, cut that audio.
They've already won the Super Bowl. They've already won it, right? So when I say we got a dream team, I'm saying we have a dream – I mean, we have a team that you fantasize about having this level of talent on the offensive side of the football, just really on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But then you talk about the young players that we have on defense – that look promising. We're drafting linebackers in the first round. We're re-signing linebackers. Are you kidding me, man? This is a new Philadelphia Eagles team. This is a new era of football. And quite frankly, it's a new era of being an Eagles fan. The sooner you get on board with this, the better you're going to feel about this team, because we can now think about the unthinkable. We can think about the unthinkable, which is going in back-to-back titles.
And being a dynasty.
Being a dynasty. Why can't we do it? Why can't we do it? The Chiefs have done it.
I know.
Why can't we do it?
It's just not our city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the way it used to be. That's the way it used to be. And if you really think about it, slowly but surely, over the last, 18 years, if I go back to 2008, when the drought was finally broken after 25 years of not having a title here when the Phillies won the World Series. Now, we're not pouring out of our it's not pouring out of our pores championships every year. But two with Villanova.
Now they count.
Two with – yeah, I'm just saying. Championships are happening in the city. It's okay to believe that they're possible. That we don't have to – it's not a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing anymore. I don't believe that. We got a young football team that's very talented. We got the right combination, man. We got a young coach. Like, we got the right mixture set up, man. This league is about to be ours. Ours, man.
See –
hours.
I love the passion. Here's my thing.
Yes.
Is that I almost feel as if, not speaking for you, but no. But I think for
they would never want you to do that.
Well, I tried the other day. I thought we were back to back on the disrespect of Jalen. But I feel like there's a large portion of the city that hasn't enjoyed and moved on from this Super Bowl because they're like, well, now I need a dynasty. Now I need all like the appreciate what you have.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you have. I think it's unfair to expect another title in the next 5 years. You take one.
This is where you're not giving the fans enough credit. Seriously, and I'm not pandering. I think we have appreciated this championship. I think we have appreciated it, and we've reveled in it. We've enjoyed walking around saying we're defending Super Bowl champs, the idea of deciding which one of our Super Bowls was the best. And we didn't have these conversations before. So we have enjoyed that part of it. But here's where I can appreciate our fan base. They aren't content. They aren't saying what they do next year doesn't matter because they won the Super Bowl. So I love the fact that we are keeping the pressure on the club, that this isn't a kick your heels up and we'll accept anything that happens this year because we love you. You guys just won the Super Bowl. We're going to love you anyway. But guess what? The expectations don't change. And if other organizations can have desires of winning multiple titles, why can't we? The 2017 championship team, love them to death. They were our first. But they were never going to be able to sustain that. Forget about the quarterback situation. The other parts around the team weren't very good moving forward.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We're set up pretty good. You realize we got a defensive player that, I mean, could be a franchise cornerstone type of player.
The first ballot Hall of Famer.
Man. Yeah. That's what Jalen Carter could be. Man.
I know. I'm just saying, I feel like we're getting a little, put the cart before the horse a little
bit. I'm going to put the cart before the horse.
I can tell. And I got to be honest, you did all this thing about the new Philadelphia or whatever.
Yeah. I love it.
I miss the old Philadelphia.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I like the. I
love being a winner.
Nah,
you're like, you're a doom and gloom guy.
Nah, I like. This is not even like trolling.
Yeah,
I like a championship once every like 10 years.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, I want the. I like
once every 10 years.
I like the build up, man. I like the build up. I like the heartbreak. I like not getting over the top and then eventually getting over the top. That's my sport. Not my sport. Obviously, it's baseball.
I know what you're saying.
That's what I like.
Speaking of baseball, y'all can join the party.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now, I mean, the other teams in the city, you're also free to win a title, too, if you want.
Now, I'll take a baseball dynasty.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
Say, if the Phillies win this year, you're rooting against them next year?
Exactly. Now, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? You're going to say repeat.
Listen, I've already accepted they're never winning a title while I work at WIP. There's a zero.
Oh, sure they are.
No, they're not. They will never give me that satisfaction of being able to puff my chest out. I'm going to get dumped on about Jalen for the rest of my life. Not that I'm upset. It's my quarterback.
What is wrong with
you? We're live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with crab fries. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion. Maybe only one. Not world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go.
On the other side, we'll get back to your phone calls on that if you want to chime in. But also, it's time.
So your question is what again?
Is do you expect them to win a title in the next 5 years?
Probably.
I mean. Again, I'll take one, but we don't need to put this heightened, we need to be a dynasty thing on the
Oh, yes, dynasty.
Absolutely not. All right, on the other side, we'll award the belt. Also, Brandon Graham gave his take on the Bryce Huff departure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll hear what NFL analyst Brandon Graham has to say about the Bryce Huff departure and, of course, all your phone calls. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm not in for Spike today. I am the face of this show. We'll get to all of that coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz alongside Ike Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at ChickiesandPete's.com. And the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Would love to check Twitter question, but Twitter is down, so I cannot check it at all. But I assume the Twitter question is still around 50-50 on whether or not you want to bring Reese Hoskins back. And who's a bigger world champion, Bryce Huff or James Bradberry? Last I checked, 95% of voters said James Bradberry. So people do not seem too upset about Bryce Huff no longer being a Philadelphia Eagle. We'll award the belt here in a couple minutes, but let's go back to the phones. Nick's in Collegeville. What's happening, Nick?
Better place to be by yourself.
Oh, here we go. Nick.
Oh. What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's up,
chit chat with my wife.
All right. Sorry to bother you at home.
That's all right. It's good. We'll continue that later since I have you on the phone now.
Great.
First of all, it's Chickies Friday, right?
Yep.
It's also Break All the Spike Rule Friday. Hi, Ike. How you doing?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Nick?
Prince, how are you doing today?
Oh, Nick, I'm doing great, pal. How are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing great. And wait, Buzz is in the producer studio, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Buzz, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Nick. Stress-free show today.
All right, pipe down.
Now, let's talk Phillies real quick. What does Alex have? What's his opinion on Reese Hoskins coming back to Philadelphia?
Oh, Alex Call? Yeah, I want to see if there's any trade rumors out there you can tweet out.
All right. And my other quick Phillies point is, so Bryce went to bat, no pun intended, but yeah, pun intended. He went to bat for Schwarber, right?
Yep.
because his contract's due up at the end of the year. He's going to be a free agent. Is there another guy who's behind the plate? He's a free agent at the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him mention his name.
Well, and there's also a left-handed pitcher in the starting rotation.
Listen, we know who his agent is, so I don't even count.
Everyone just is pretty much under the same assumption that Ranger Suarez is no longer going to be
him away, right?
Yeah. Right. No, I know. But he does do it. I mean, he's done it with other people under contract. Yeah.
You can't speak up. Now, I understand it was a direct question about Schwarber. But you can't then say, we need him back. He's our captain. You know what he does in a lock, in a dugout for us. And then not at least pivot and go, you know, but we want all our guys back, even JT. Like, you can't leave him hanging. He's like the TO thing, like, back in the day.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I will say this. I think now are you saying that you're expecting maybe an issue there? Are you hoping there's no issue?
If Fritz and I and everybody thinks he's the guy, he's the voice of the boys.
Sure,
the boys' voice has got to be united with the team.
Well, at least so. I would hope the relationship between Bryce and JT is solid already.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's probably as solid as our quarterback and,
Wow, hold on. He's called JT his favorite player in the league.
I know. I'm joking. Listen, I'm joking. Let me pivot to the Eagles.
Okay.
First of all, Jason Babbitt, my guy.
Oh, of course.
I was wondering how long that would take. Yep, for sure.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. QB1, he does it all. Because I came home today, and there was a traffic light in my neighborhood. It was down. He was on the electrical pole changing the traffic light and making sure traffic gets by. So he calls offensive protection.
Yep.
He calls blitz schemes. And if using OG standard, which is the biggest running and passing threat, then Jalen's still going to be number two, right, behind a guy that can't win a playoff game.
Right.
In Baltimore.
You could even go Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen's a great runner.
Josh Allen was more of a running threat, and he is more of a running threat. I don't care how many push touchdowns he has. I'm with you on this, Fritz. That don't count. That should count for 2.75 points. That shouldn't count for a full touchdown.
That would be a way to get rid of the tush push, is if it doesn't count for a touchdown anymore.
Right. But no, they should start subtracting a touchdown from a passing touchdown. From his passing touchdown.
Well, that's why the Jalen heads do the total touchdowns.
Yes.
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 Right. That's true. That's true. And that's but anyway. So yeah, listen. I think he's proven, QB1 has proven to us, at least to me, that he's more than what I thought he was and more than you currently.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Okay.
By the way, me too, Nick. Hold on. By the way, I wasn't on board initially, so yeah, he's won me over as well.
Right. But I still, let me be honest, I still don't think Lamar should be in that top tier. We had this conversation earlier in the season.
Yep.
Until he went, I understand, he's like, you know, John Madden, you know, video game numbers. Like, he puts on ridiculous numbers. Until he wins a big game, and this is some good defense that OG has, you know, in his coffer here, is that Jalen just wins big games. I can't count Tampa Bay when he had no wide receivers. I can't count Tampa Bay the first year he took off the offense because he didn't have any real talent around. But when he had, I get it. He's got the most talented. The downside is he's got the most talented players around him. He's got the five top ten. If you take, you know, like dollar cost average, his two wide receivers, his tight end, and his running back, he's got the best complement of talent around him.
Yep.
He does. You can't. He's got to have – AJ's got to have better numbers. The guy in Cincinnati can't have five times better numbers than AJ. Like, it's impossible that AJ's numbers
– But that's not – I mean, that's also probably not going to happen. I mean, Saquon is going to run the football next year.
I get that, but the numbers got to be a little bit better for AJ. Like, see, I think
believe me, AJ feels the same way.
AJ agrees.
I forget which show said it, but if he's blocking, he's at a 70 a game because that's what he has to do, A.J. Brown.
Right.
And when he's open, he wants the football.
Yep.
Like, when he's NFL open, he wants to rock. I think that's where A.J.'s upset. He's not
that's when he gets frustrated. I agree.
Right.
Dude, I agree.
Throw me the effing ball, man.
Yep.
So, all right, guys.
All right. There you go.
Mike.
But keep moving boxes around. Move that one from downstairs upstairs. Wait, turn the box left from right. It's not in the right direction.
Well, his wife, man. No TV in the bedroom.
Yeah. Poor Val. Yep, poor Val. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the phone call. Like, I just...
Jaylen, I think we're going to get better. I think it's going to be better this year.
From passing?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. The hope is that those last two games were like the... When you break the seal, mm-hmm. right? And he truly is... Like, it's his offense. He controls everything. I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah. Well, and here's the good thing. Is that as long as guys are healthy, let's say you get a game plan like you did against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, where Spags is just not going to allow Saquon to have anywhere to run. And he's basically saying, we'll give you some one-on-ones on the outside and see if you can make the correct read and then make the correct throw. Jaylen made him pay. Mm-hmm. Like that, I don't know why I'm asking you this.
Come on.
Is dichotomy the right word?
The what?
Dichotomy.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. That's what a problem is for a defense. I think I did have it right. That's what a problem is for a defense when you're trying to figure out, well, what do I want to focus on and stop? Right? Saquon or the passing game? Because most teams would say, I'm not going to let you get explosive plays down the field. Mm-hmm. If you want to beat us running the football, then go ahead and beat us running the football.
Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
But because Saquon is an explosive runner, teams can't really afford to do that because Saquon isn't just a 6-7 yard runner. He's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-yard runner, and you lose.
He's a home runner. It's crazy.
Yes, because and part of that is because a defense has to account for Devontae, AJ, and Dallas Goedert. Mm-hmm. So I say this to say, it's still going to be a week-to-week thing unless a defense says, every week, we're not letting Saquon beat us. If you want to beat us throwing the ball, then go ahead. And then that's where Jaylen in the passing game has to come through.
I mean, they're really hard to stop. Yeah. I mean, they are a really hard team to stop. He just continues, like, to bring it into NBA terms.
Yeah.
We're talking about what he does winning, which I give him credit for. He just reminds me a lot of like a Jalen Brunson type.
It's a good comparison.
Where
I agree.
Where Jalen Brunson he's not going to jump out of the gym.
Not going to wow you.
He's going to usually make the right play.
Yep.
He's a winner. He led the NFL or led the NBA in clutch points,
clutch
right?
Points,
he's the clutch player of the year.
Yep.
But people don't put him in the elite category. They think he's a... He could be the lead player on a title team, but that's also a pretty loaded Knicks team. Now, he also thinks it has more on his shoulders.
That's not a damn loaded Knicks team. That team is not loaded.
Loaded. And then in NBA standards today, it's a pretty loaded team.
But I would ask you this. If Jalen Brunson had taken the Knicks to the finals once, balled out in the finals, even though they lose it, and then he gets them back to the finals and wins it, against, let's say, Jokic or LeBron, like, because that's the caliber of player that we had to beat in Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So what would Jalen Brunson be considered then?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. Right? We have to cross that bridge when we get there.
You know who he would be considered? An elite point guard.
Well, he's already an elite point guard, I think. I'm just talking like one of the elite players, like the top five player in the NBA.
Right.
Which I don't think he's viewed that way.
No.
No. That's my only.
I would say a top five quarterback to me is equivalent to a top 10 player in the NBA.
Okay.
Because it's hard to crack the top five of the NBA.
Sure.
Like, believe me, when you go 6 through 10, some pretty damn good players there in 6 through 10.
There are.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to what we do every day around this time, and that is award the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Now, this is not one that I was expecting, I would say, because he is usually not someone that shows a lot of emotion, gets too passionate, gets too fired up about anything. But The Belt this week... And voting was concluded before the show on last Friday, so we count it. The belt this week is going to Al Morganti.
Wow.
Never a doubt. Actually, a lot of doubts that Al was going to bring the fire that he brought last Friday with Broads. He then replaced Broads on Wednesday, minute with Morganti, sweeping sweeping the Delaware Valley. Al Morgani single-handedly might have saved Flyers hockey in Philadelphia with that performance last week. And Broads was so succumbed to greatness that he whimpered on over and went on Al's podcast.
Wow.
I mean, if that's not the most beta, like, you know, he's supposed
Come
to be
easy on Broads.
Supposed to be a tough hockey Division III. I mean, I respect Division II, Division III.
Listen, the vet came in and he showed him a thing or two.
Yeah,
you know who knew that Al had that type of fire in him.
It was like Kenny Rogers in the 06 ALCS, where old guy out of nowhere having a throwback performance. It was a sight to behold, and frankly, another tool in the tool belt for the old afternoon show when we need Al to have a pulse.
Man,
loved it.
Wow, it's been a tough week for Bro.
It has been tough. I mean, he had no idea what we're doing with Minute with Morganti.
Yeah.
Shows up, all Flyers gear, had the gloves on. I'm surprised he didn't have a helmet on, frankly. But he got absolutely clowned. He was still talking about it yesterday at the station. Was not over it.
He
wasn't even close to being over it. So we love Broads, but that was a good old-fashioned, hey, remember who the big dog is around here when it comes to Flyers hockey. So congratulations, Al. You have been awarded the belt. Let's check in and see how this one goes. Rios is in North Philly. What's happening, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? You know what I mean? How y'all doing?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Oh, great, buddy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Yeah, I mean, look, man, I'm just, over here cooking. Yeah, I mean, listening y'all a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Rios, I hate to do this. I'm sorry. I got to give you 1 second because we got to hear from Mike Reese. I know. That was a dangerous move by me.
Let's not sound so disappointed.
Never. Would never sound disappointed.
All right. The team at Mark's Jewelers are consumer advocates. Did you know that? Did you know that my friend Jim from Mark's is a proud member of the American Gem Society? For over 90 years, the American Gem Society has been fighting fraud and false advertising in the jewelry trade. Now, when you give a diamond from Mark's, you can be certain that you're getting exactly what you're paying for. Before buying anywhere else, ask if they are a member, and if not, go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. And don't forget, tell them Mike Reese sent you.
Rios, that's my fault. Back to you, pal.
No, it's good. Yeah, I mean, as long as I didn't damn come after Freak Bull, I don't know how. You know what I mean, you know, he's talking about the jewelry show. But anyway, that was cool. But look, I mean, you know, I'm over here just listening a little bit while I'm cooking for these kids. And, I just got to put a little input in, like, just on a couple of things. Let me start just a little bit with the Phillies. I'll go back and forth, Eagles, whatever. But the retaliation thing, you know, a lot of people been talking about that and whatever. But just put this together. Should they have? Hell yeah, because at the end of the day, man.
I'm shocked.
Listen, Jack. You want, I don't care, you know, you may have grown up in a certain way, but you want that scene soft. And let me use a freaking example. Dog, do you remember when, you know, Slay, he's one of the captains. He got thrown all the way into the bleachers pretty much. And a rookie, Quinyon Mitchell, stepped in, throwing punches, showing, yo, I got my OGs back and this and that. That people forget that was a level of that catapulted the Eagles to a certain extent. When you fight for your brothers, I understand this, man. The only way you can understand this is if you've really been in battle with people who weren't suckers, who wasn't going to freaking leave and will have your back, right or wrong. Right or wrong, we're having your freaking back at a bar or whatever, and you just, you know what I mean? You make stuff happen, and you always know. You know what? When I go out with this cat, I at least know if something happens, no matter what it is, gun violence, anything, that he's there with me. So with this type of violence, this is sport, man. Sport. They need to get into that. And I'm telling you, Jack, yeah, they've been winning, whatever. Look. That sucker song, if they still got it, I don't know. I only pay attention to a little bit because I'm Philly's playoff baseball at this time.
I got
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's still there.
You need to do stuff like that, and that's what catapulted the Eagles to a certain extent. And you know what? You stand right next to Ike. Ike understands that, man. You can have an all-star team, but bro, for you to see the young guys step up for the old heads, and the old heads step up for the young guys is another thing, man. I understand that. Now, getting into elite, Jalen Hurts elite, and with everybody else, like, let me tell y'all something. One thing Jalen Hurts remind me of is the smart CEOs, smart people who are business people, have the right people around them and learn how to damn listen and use what they got and step back. And he did that. He done that. Now, let's not think there was some plays during the season, third and 15. He made throws. He could make freaking throws. But these other guys, hey Jack, all these other guys got players. They got players. Why are they not doing it? They had certain amounts of opportunities to get to the championship. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, huh? But he steps in that role, and they say what they said last year. Jason Kelce was calling all the signals or whatever was going on in the huddle, outside the huddle during the play. He didn't have Jason Kelce this year. Mm-hmm. He did that himself. Yep. And you know what? When it was called upon, okay, Andy Reid, okay, I don't mean nothing with it.
It's all good.
Got to use it as an example.
The defensive coordinator, the whole chief. He beat them, no matter what and what he done. So I say this. This is me to tell who's elite or would you rather have. Matter of fact, let me do this. Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts. I do a thing. Who would you want to lead you into a combat zone?
Bryce Harper.
I already know the answer to that, man. I definitely not want Bryce Harper to
leave. Who is Jalen Fought? I mean, what are we talking about? If we were going to fight with Jalen, Jalen would send everyone else out to fight, and then he would stand back and say, I did that.
No, I think Jalen would probably be more, if he did do anything, would be more like a Goodfellas, Joe Pesci, maybe cross his legs and laugh like hell while everybody's fighting because he just a man like that. But Bryce, look, let me tell you something, man. Don't jump off the subject. Look,
I'm trying not to. I just don't know what that had to do with
sport. Baseball has combat, should be combat in certain ways. Huh? But this new baseball stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you got somebody who leaves the men on the freaking field like that. You know what I mean? Playoffs is a different step up. You got regular season, but playoffs is a turn up. Big games, what do Jalen do?
Wow.
Normally plays big. He normally plays big.
Horrible in the Packers game. Horrible in the Rams game.
We won Jet.
I know they won.
We won the chip.
I know. That's why.
The Phillies are doing fine right now. Do you need? Tell me something, Jack. Do you want Bryce to maybe choke somebody, or did you want people to step up for Bryce and fight?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And if they do that, you know what's going to happen? That's going to catapult their asses up because Bryce going to be like, y'all got my back.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Somebody get a black eye, bloody nose. Who cares, man? People scared to fight today. That's why all this crime's in the city. Man, knuckle up, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on,
man. They don't
knuckle
up like we used to.
Yo,
no, we don't, Ike.
This is man. Afternoon show, top of the freaking line. We have nothing but violence and boots to ass to give.
Yep.
I love it. See, Rios, all right, take care, buddy.
Appreciate
no,
the phone
go ahead,
Rios.
Take care, buddy. You know what Rios just reminded you and everybody else? Especially you.
What me?
Well, because you're here and Spike's not here.
Okay.
And you two are the softest ones on the show.
There's only three of us.
Well, yeah, I know. well, Rios reminded you that this is a tough show.
Right.
And yeah, when he calls here, he don't want to hear that soft tissue nonsense.
Yep. Charm and soft. Yep.
Yes, that's what he's been hearing. That's what frustrated him right there.
Yeah.
So we got to get it back to football season where we get Rios every week.
I know. And listen,
he kind of took a little bit of a break, and he hasn't been around much.
He should have called Spike on Wednesday then. I was pro-beaning.
No, you're right. You were.
And I was actually thinking about why he's doing that. If you remember last year, remember when Edwin Uceda hit Nick Cassianos after the Phillies teed off on him? Bryce is the first guy at the mound. He was the first guy at the mound.
Ready to go.
Going to go at him.
Oh, man.
So, that's – listen, I hope they have his back. I hope they have his back. By the way,
how did they put four reads in there?
Yeah, no. Well, at least I got one here. I got one here. So you can just take this whole segment off. Speaking of Bryce, real quick.
Yes.
So according to Gelb, Bryce Harper obviously not in the lineup tonight. He has not taken a swing since being hit by a pitch. He probably won't swing it at all today. He's taking some grounders at first base with a sleeve on his arm. When he returns, he will be wearing a new elbow brace.
There we go.
Oh, elbow brace, Bryce.
That thing will be fanatic green.
What a problem. What a problem. All right. On the other side, we'll get to the top five at five with Buzz. What does he have in store for us today? Also, your phone calls. And a little bit later, of course, we'll get to leading off. Also, eventually, we'll get to that BG audio. Don't miss all of that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WI.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.